Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The shortstop, Chico Sammon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Houser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John O'Donohue. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Tom Tresh. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cleet Boyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. Alvis moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Alvis scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up towards short. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive towards first. Whitfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive towards short. Salmon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew is hit by the pitch. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. Houser bunts towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to second. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Donohue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Landis. Howard reaches second base with a double. Pepitone goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Indians. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White bunts towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to third. One out. Clete Bowyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowyer hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howard tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Yankees, 2. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bowyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salmon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Salmon scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Hal Renef now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Renef covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Askew moves to third. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Donohue hits a line drive into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Salmon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salmon scores. Colavito moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Whitfield is walked intentionally. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Raditz now pitching. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Billy Brian pinch hits for Hal Renef. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-3 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Ray Barker pinch runs for Mickey Mantle. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-3 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raditz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Barker now playing first base. Joe Pepitone now playing center field. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a line drive into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitfield strikes out. Salmon moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-4 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Whitfield moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Salmon scores. Whitfield scores. There goes Hinton trying to get to second. White throws the ball into Boyer, who relays the ball to Richardson, who tags Hinton for the out. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-4, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing right field. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Howard moves to second. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got 3 RBIs. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard scores. It's 8-5, Indians. Jake Gibbs pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Bob Allen now pitching. Hector Lopez pinch hits for Jake Gibbs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Boyer moves to third. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.